Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And like colleagues, I would really like to express my gratitude to you for the strong and welcoming leadership that you provided over the past 2 years. And I had the privilege to be on the Bureau with you. I really salute your courage and leading us into new frontiers as a committee on many occasions. I would like to report, also I would like to welcome new members. We met virtually, it's good to see you all physically, and I really look forward to the opportunity to work with you to advance gender equality. Intersectionally, I would like to share, I did work basically like on three thematic areas: women, peace and security, sexual and gender-based violence, and women's economic empowerment. On peace and security, I had the opportunity to engage on three different initiatives or programs. One was capacity building on 1325, working with the government of Nigeria and UN Women to put together an implementation mechanism for the country's third national action plan, which I've had the privilege to lead the design. The second was a retreat for state legislators and lawmakers on how to actually deliver of the state action plans on 1325 in alignment so that it aligns with CEDAW. It was very with the Institute for Legal and Legislative and Democratic Studies and UN Women. That was in December from 21st and then on the 31st, while the first one was on the 11th to the 13th. The third was a very interesting public policy forum where I had the opportunity to address contextual strategies for women's leadership in peace and governance. And this, I was one of the keynote speakers. I was a keynote speaker, and I was able to highlight the role of GR40 and parity targets, as well as the Agenda 2030 in promoting women's leadership in peace and governance. On sexual and gender-based violence, the 16 days of activism had, I participated in two key activities at the country level. One was working with the government of Nigeria, the African Development Bank, and UN Women. And there we looked at, it was a high-level dialogue to address the costs of gender-based violence and using gender-responsive budgeting as a tool to address that in meeting with the articles and the provisions within the CEDAW Convention. The second was building capacity of civil society organizations working with the African Women's Development Fund and the Women's Research and Documentation Center. And this was to actually equip civil society to understand how to use a CEDAW lens in holding governments and stakeholders accountable on budgets. The third cluster of work that I did was on economic empowerment. One was a very unique one. It was a trade fair that was organized to promote women's economic resilience as a panacea to ending gender-based violence. And it was really a group of stakeholders, including the National Center for Women's Development, the International Food and Agricultural Development Organization, Taj Bank, and a Chamber of Commerce. And there I was, I delivered one of the keynote addresses there too, the goodwill on promoting sustainable livelihood in meeting economic rights that are enshrined within CEDAW. And the last was a capacity building on deepening knowledge management in through gender-responsive procurement. And here it was working with WISCA and UN Women to work with a group of women piloting the women's economic empowerment principles, but getting them to work to attain CEDAW standards in terms of gender-responsive procurement and how to better hold private sector accountable to the CEDAW standards, and of course with the new work that we're doing on the business and human rights standards, the ROGIS principles. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.